855-90-PSALM.
The FDA is approving a breakthrough drug specifically meant to treat postpartum depression. The first of its kind drug is an intravenous infusion that can only be administered by a healthcare provider. The treatment is administered as a 60-hour IV drip and will probably be priced around $20,000 to $35,000 per treatment. Americans weigh in on the Robert Mueller probe. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
As the special counsel investigation into President Trump's campaign winds down, a new poll finds most Americans are at least moderately confident that Robert Mueller's probe has been fair and impartial. The Associated Press poll finds most Americans do have some concern that Trump's campaign had improper connections to Russia, though fewer than half say the president has done anything illegal in his ties with Russia. Overall, about 6 in 10 Americans have at least some confidence in the fairness of the investigation. 33% say they're very confident.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There's a push among some Democrats to get rid of the Electoral College. Now, a lot of this stems from Hillary Clinton losing to President Donald Trump, then candidate Trump, back in 2016. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by around 3 million votes, but lost in the Electoral College to President Trump. Tara Ross is a constitutional scholar and attorney. She says the Electoral College was put into place by our founders years ago to save from mob rule.
There are so many memorable quotes of small state delegates sitting on the floor of the Constitutional Convention, thundering at the large state delegates next to them. We do not trust you. If we give you the power, the abuse of it could not be checked, and you would exercise it to our destruction. Mm-hmm. The small states were very scared. And so, of course, we ended up with this compromise, a constitution that blends many kinds of principles together so that we can balance power between the large and the small states.
Ross also says it's not just about slavery.
You hear today that it's just about slavery, and the southern slave-owning states wanted to have an electoral college. Nothing could be further from the truth. If you look at the discussions, it was large versus small. Some of the large were northern states, some of the large were southern states, and vice versa. It was about the size of the states. It was not about slavery at all. It was about, let's have a presidential candidate who addresses the needs of the whole country.
Ross was speaking there on Fox News. Another thing regarding voting, we're hearing Democrats pushing for the lowering of the voting age to 16 years of age. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Okay, hi, it's Jeannie here, Talented People from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offices, Hunterdon Chamber Radio. So, today is Talented People, and guess what? I'm going to walk you down the street of real estate with the Weikert office agents and some of the top performers over the next couple weeks. When you drive down the street and you look at a sign and you see the picture of these agents, aren't you just wondering, who are they and how do they get all this business? I'm going to tell you behind the scenes with my interview with Deb Artiles today. But first, I got to tell you about the weather, okay? Tonight, a chance of rain, mainly after 3 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 34. Thursday, rain mainly before 8 a.m. with a high of 49. Forget all this. It's the first day of spring. I don't care about anything. I am so excited. I know you are too. We're so sick of rain. Doesn't matter. Saturday is going to be partly sunny with a high of 44 and sunny all day on Sunday with a high of 59. That's all I care about because they're never right with the weather anyway. I don't know how those people get paid. But anyway, we're going to one break and we'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All All right, welcome back to Talented People. I hope you're having a great day. It is the first day of spring 2019. I'm so ready for it. I'm sure you are too. It's been like a year of rain and cold, but we're done with that. We're going to go on and talk to my friend Deb Artiles. She's with the Weikert Flemington office in Flemington, New Jersey, Weikert Realtors. And she's amazing. I'm joking around, but I'm really serious about it. When you drive down the street, especially in Hunterdon County, and you see, or even Pennsylvania in her case, signs, and they're Weikert for sale signs, and you see these little pictures of these agents, and you're just like, what? They are superstars. So for the next couple weeks, I'm going to introduce them to you. But I also want you to know something. If you're looking to sell or buy your home, you got to get in touch with us over at Weikert, because here's an important fact. Weikert Real Estate Affiliates, Inc. was ranked 131 on Entrepreneurs Magazine just now for the fastest growing franchises in 2019. So I just want to remind you that if you're sitting out there and you're thinking of selling or buying your house, you need to call Deb or the Weikert office, hopefully Deb, and let them know, because basically there's no inventory to sell. So we need houses so that we can allow these wonderful buyers who are coming in from everywhere into Hunterdon County, New Jersey, to have something to sell. And don't forget, when you hire a real estate agent, you hire Weikert, and Weikert's behind you all the way. So anyway, that's my plug for Weikert today on Talented People, and welcome Deb to the show.
Thank you.
Pull close.
Thank you for having me.
Loud.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
Yay. All right. Well, welcome. All right. Let's start off with, how about you tell us a little bit about you? We really want to know, because we do see your signs and pictures out there, and it's just so cool.
Well, I've been doing this for almost 20 years. It'll be 20 years in January, and I must say I thoroughly enjoy it. It's an exciting job. Every day is a different day. You know, one day you're working with buyers, you're showing houses. The next day, you're going on a listing appointment. You could be at, you know, a home inspection. You could be at the front desk waiting for that phone to ring so you can get your next client. So every day is a different day, and we meet many, many people from many walks of life. And I thoroughly enjoy meeting all these people.
And you've been doing it for 20 years?
Yeah, in January, it'll be 20 years.
And you're with the Flemington Weikert office right here around the circle, Route 12202 or whatever it is.
Yes, and I have to say, we have a wonderful manager and a wonderful group of agents. Everybody there is just so nice.
Agreed.
And I also, when I'm doing PA, I will sometimes, they'll allow me to work out of the Doylestown office, and again, very, just a great crew, wonderful people there as well.
Now, that's a cool point. So you're saying that to everybody out there, like if you were having a listing with a Weikert, with your real estate license at Weikert, that if you were either showing a buyer or a seller, you could use one of the offices just to stop in because you work for the company.
Oh, yeah. I've popped in many offices because I try to meet the client at their convenience. So if I'm going to be showing houses in Clinton, New Jersey, I'll meet them at the Clinton office. And if it's Pennsylvania, I usually meet them at the Doylestown office. And everybody's always very welcoming.
So what about, like, okay, you've been in it for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I know you have, like, a personal attachment to the kind of visual aesthetics, as they say, of a home, because you're kind of like you have a staging background, right?
Well, I have never taken the class, but just as a novice, you know, even in my own home, I like everything staged.
You should see the pictures of her house. I was like looking at the pictures of her house, and I was like, it was like out of a magazine. Like, what about, like, was it Valentine's Day where you had dinner? Tell everybody, because it's so cool.
Well, I was having all my girlfriends over for Valentine's Day dinner, so I decorated the table, of course, all in red and pink, and then I sprinkled pink rosebuds all over the tablecloth.
It was so beautiful. Like, I'm serious. I'm so shallow or something. I'm so happy to have you here so I can kind of get, like, a lift into my creativity or something, because it's just beautiful, and you do have an eye for that. So you made it so welcoming and gorgeous, and I bet you make all your listings and your homes, like, for sale look as just as beautiful, right? What are some tips for sellers on that?
Well, if they allow me, mm-hmm. I do give them tips. And, you know, the worst thing you can have is a cluttered home. That is really a bad thing to have. You really want to keep your house. You want to streamline it. You don't want too many personal items out, like a whole bunch of photos, because these people want to walk in and feel like this is going to be their home, not your home. So when you have a whole wall of your children and your grandchildren and aunts and uncles and cousins, it feels like your home instead of theirs. So I always tell everybody, you know, take down the pictures, leave up a couple, mm-hmm. because you want it to feel that family feel. But you definitely want to put out minimal amount of tchotchkes. You know, keep the kitchen counters pretty free of everything.
Keep that mic close to your mouth.
And, you know, don't have, if you have collections, whatever, pack them up. Put them away for now and take them back out when you move.
Yeah, and I did hear from just talking to other people, too, that when a buyer comes in and sees boxes or less clutter, they're more kind of convinced that the seller's really going to sell the house and move. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, but I definitely keep the boxes in the basement or the garage. I tell people, I don't care how cluttered your unfinished basement is or your garage, but keep the house streamlined. You don't want anything out that doesn't need to be out.
Do you tell them just like that?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I do, because, you know, as you know, I also work with a lot of investors. So a lot of times they call me in to ask me, you know, what color carpet do you think? What kind of tile should go on the backsplash? I'm working with somebody now that I'm actually designing the floor plan for him.
That is so cool. I'm loving this real estate stuff. It's fun to interview people on Talented People. And I also want to remind you that we have the I Love New Jersey radio show at 11 o'clock in the mornings on Wednesdays. And I'm just interviewing all these different people, learning so much about their own trades. We had an architect on this morning, which is cool. That's the only reason that brought me to mind. But I want to let you know, this is Talented People, and my guest is a superstar at the Flemington Weikert office, and her name is Deb Artiles, and it's already 3:13. So we're going to our first break. That's how fast the show goes. But when we come back, we're going to have a half hour straight to talk. So thanks for watching in on our Facebook live stream, and we'll be right back on Talented People.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People on the Hunterdon Chamber Radio, and I hope you're enjoying our show. My name is Jeannie Murphy, and I'm the host of the show. My guest is Deb Artiles, and she's a Weikert real estate agent in the Weikert Flemington office, who we're featuring here on the show this week. And I want to remind you, if you hire a Weikert agent, you are not just hiring a Weikert agent, you are hiring Weikert, which was also ranked 131 on the Entrepreneur Magazine's fastest growing franchise list. And there's just literally so many assets associated with Weikert. And you're a Weikert agent, as am I. But this is all about talented people we're focusing on. When you drive down the street and you look around and you see these signs of people and you're like, who is that person? Well, one of them is Deb, and she actually has a sign at the end of my street. And I have just enjoyed working with her, showing some of your properties, and it's been so much fun. So tell us a little bit more. We want to hear about you and your 20 years in the business, some of your favorite stories, things that people out there want to know about buying and selling.
Well, I think when you're going to buy a house, you really have to sit down and think about what you want. Because people think they want a certain house, and then they look at it, and it's like, no, this really isn't what I want. You know, and also, never be disappointed when you buy your house and there's something that you don't like. Because you never get 100%. There's always going to be something about every single house. I know people that have custom-built homes and said, you know, if I had it to do over again, I would have moved the bathroom over there. So you have to remember that if you get 90% of what you want, you're doing well.
Oh, nice tip. So give us an example. Like, I love what you just said. Okay. And I actually have a client in mind that's been going through so much emotional distress because she was putting in an offer. We looked everywhere. And we were putting in the offer for her, but it was like her husband was just kind of fine with everything. And she was pretty much, I want this, I want that. But she really didn't have a geography in mind. So push forward 48 houses later. And she agrees with him to go ahead and buy the home because they loved it so much. The kids loved it. And I said to her, your first time home buying experience should not feel like this. She was tormented because she's like, I don't like the school systems. I don't like the area, but they like it. So I was going to do it for my husband and the kids. And I said, no, we have to withdraw the offer because for one, you have to know that this is going to be upon you your whole life. Your husband's going to say, why didn't you tell me you didn't want the house, right? I'm going to the point where I totally agree with you that there's going to be, if you're 90%, you're lucky, right? But give us some examples of things that you've seen over the years where that you pretty much think that it was either a match made in heaven or maybe not.
Well, I'll tell you, I had a first-time home buyer, and they were coming in from New York, the Bronx, no less, moving out here to this rural area. And they were very nervous about it, but her sister lived here, and she really wanted to find a place. And, of course, first-time home buyers go on Zillow, they go on Realtor.com, and, of course, now they've become the realtor.
Oh, yeah.
And they start telling me. And I took her to see a house. I talked her into seeing a townhouse because she kept saying, no, I really don't want it. I took her into it, finally, and she said, I don't know, I'm just not sure. And I said, listen, let me show you the comps. So we sat down at the computer, and I showed her that this house was $25,000 under the selling price of all the other townhouses there. And I said to her, you know, I want you, talk about staging your house. This was an older gentleman who was ill, and the house had clutter everywhere.
Oh, boy.
And I kept telling them to see beyond this. Picture this townhouse empty. It's going to be gorgeous because it had an updated kitchen. It had hardwood floors. It had everything they wanted and a finished basement. Well, finally, they decided to buy it. And when we went there to do the walkthrough on the closing day, she walked in and said, thank you so much. You're right. It looks like a complete different house. Because it was empty and she can see all the beauty in it. And it's really important for people to realize whether the house is amazingly decorated or if it has horrible decorating, you're not buying their furniture or their pictures, or you're buying the house. She then, after that, sent me a lovely card thanking me so much.
Oh, that must mean everything. That means everything, right?
Yes.
Isn't she cute? Like, oh my gosh, what a smile, right? She's got like this abundance thing out to you, Carol Gable, because you have a really genuine aura of just, you really are in it for your clients, aren't you?
Yes, and I've become friends with many of them, and these people from around the world. I have friends from Africa, from all over, and I do. You know, nothing makes me happier than when I see my client get a good deal.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just feel like I really did my job.
That's so great.
Yeah, it's really a good feeling. It really is.
So tell us a little bit about your experience with flipping houses and investors, like you say, whatever. Is that, like, get a little into your world, because I know mine, but it's not your same as yours.
Well, I really enjoy working with the investors, because you walk into this house that is a total disaster. I mean, it is almost falling apart. And they transform it into something so beautiful. And you see it go back on the market. But to tell you a little story, I won't mention names, but I had a realtor.
She's so cute. I love it.
I had a realtor use me to buy a flip, because he said, I know you do this, and I need your experience. He could have bought it himself. He was a realtor.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
So I helped him through the whole thing. You know, I told him, you don't need to change this. You do need to change that. These are the things you need to take care of. I mean, I picked the tile for the backsplash, the carpet, the paint color. Well, when he went to sell it, he used me again instead of selling it himself.
Wow.
So when, and he also referred me to a client because he said, she knows that area better. She'll do a better job. You need to really talk to her.
Yeah, that's like the highest testimonial I think I've ever heard. That, a real estate agent hires a real estate agent just because they think you're better than them.
I have to say, it was.
Wouldn't do that.
It was the biggest.
I'm good. No, just joking. No, seriously, go on.
It was the biggest compliment, and we've become very, again, very dear friends, and he's from Hungary. So, and now I have clients from Corsica, and they have become friends. So this is just an amazing business.
It is.
It's just, I can't explain how much I get out of it.
I can tell. I agree, but I love it. Okay, so I want to ask you a question about that. So if someone's out there, and they're thinking about, oh, I need a real estate listing agent, meaning you want to sell your house. What is this, like, what would you tell someone to call you when it comes to your investor clients? What kind of, where do you start from there?
You mean, where do I find the investor?
Where you find the clients?
Actually, they usually find me. Because, you know,
that's why you're here. That's why we're talking to you, right? Because we see your face on these signs as we go through Wakert Lane.
Right. Like, they'll call in on one of my listings. I also have a zip code on Realtor.com, and I've gotten people through that. But it's usually they're calling in on my listings, and I was doing a lot of REO listing for a while, which decided not to do that anymore. It's an awful lot of work. But I did pick up about four or five guys, and they've been loyal to me. So what I do is I keep them in, you know, my pocket here, and when I see something come up for one of them, because different investors have different needs. Like, some guys will do new construction, other guys won't. Some just want to flip. Some want to buy these investment properties to hold for rental. So I know if it's a good rental, I'll call my rental guy. If it's going to be new construction, I'll call the new construction guy. If it's a flip, I have a couple of guys. And what I do is I'm very loyal to them. If I show you the property, I won't show it to any of my other investors until you tell me I'm not going to bid on it. Because if you can't line them up and have five offers and have your guys bidding against each other. They won't like you after that.
Right, right, right.
Right. So that's how I handle it. You know, I just kind of figure this property I think is best for this investor. I call him first. I show him the property. I give him a couple of days to think about it. If he passes, then I go to the next investor and I call him.
Well, one thing about you that I've loved from the beginning is that you always said that you feel like you have a really strong, loyal relationship with your either seller or buyer. So when you get into a dual agency, which we'll just talk about real quickly, is if say, for example, Deb has a home that she's selling. She is very comfortable sharing that for an open house by a different agent, so that basically if someone were to walk in and buy the property, she would be able to handhold the situation, but she doesn't have to represent both the seller and the buyer at the same time. Do you want to talk about that for a minute?
I personally won't be a dual agent. I will not.
Listen carefully to this, because this is going to go to our next conversation about Zillow and Trulia. When people go online, like you guys, to look for a house, we're going to talk about behind the scenes what happens, and just follow along. Go ahead.
I don't like to be a dual agent, and I won't do it, because now think about this logic. How can I get the seller the highest price and my buyer the lowest price? You can't. There's no way you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
When I work for a seller, I'm going to do everything I can to get you the absolute highest price I can get. When I work with a buyer, I do everything I can to get you the absolute lowest price. So if I'm going to be in a situation where somebody wants to buy my listing from me, I will ask somebody else to do the negotiating on their behalf and give a referral fee out. Because it, in all fairness, and I will tell you, because you said you're going to go to Zillow and Realtor.com, a lot of people think, I'll call the listing agent and I'll get my best deal. No, you won't.
Listen, listen, listen. Say it loud.
You will not get the best deal from the listing agent. And I'm many times the listing agent.
Just because I know she's a little soft-spoken, I'm going to repeat what she said. We're going to. When you go online and you're looking for a home, which of course we recommend you do, you go to Zillow, you go to Trulia, you go to Realtor, whatever you want. But particularly if you go to a site like Zillow and you look in, you know, say you're looking for a certain geography and then you get a number of properties that come up. She's telling you what happens when you actually look at a property and go to actually try to find the listing agent. Because when you look it up, you could look up at 122 Manners Road and all of a sudden it will say contact agent. But that agent doesn't necessarily mean it's the listing agent. It's an agent, which is another story. But
right.
What we want to explain is that it may be a better story than if you actually go down to the listing agent, because then you've given, I say you walk into the lion's den, right? It's not like, I mean, our realtors are always good about it. But the truth is, when a buyer goes to that listing agent, you are now talking to the person who's representing the seller and perhaps your interest as a buyer. I'm sorry, just trying to clarify for them.
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying. You know, I can't get the absolute highest price for the seller and the absolute lowest price for the buyer. There's no way you can do that. You can meet.
I love her conviction on this, because I swear to God, we've been on the phone many times talking about it, and I think it's really great that you have that. You are that. You are saying that that's not the right. You can't do it. I agree with you.
Well, as you know, I'm always rooting for you to sell Amwell.
I want to sell 7 Amwell. I love that house. I'm going to.
And, you know, I'm not greedy. I don't want it all. I want to do the best job. Because when you do a really good job, people will refer you. They'll come back. As you said, how do you get your business or your investors? I get a lot of referral business. If you treat your buyers or your sellers with its respect and you give them what they really need, they're going to be real happy with you. They're going to be sending you other people. They're going to call you on the next deal. I have a woman now. She just called me to list her house. This is the third transaction I will do with her, and now she's going to buy another house. So I will have done 4 transactions with her in like 3 years. So, again, you know, you have to be really fair and honest. You have to have integrity to be successful in this business.
That's why I think that you do so well, and I love talking to you. Just keep going, because I want everybody to know. Again, this is Deb Artiles. She's got the face of Weichert on many, many, many signs across the state and also Pennsylvania if you're looking for an agent. And I wanted to have her on because it's fun. We're going behind the scenes here at Weichert Flemington to meet the superstars. And so Deb's on the list here. So go ahead. Yeah, Your personality shines through. It's fun to talk to you. I love seeing you in the office, and you're really seriously like focused. And like you said, you're customer care. You're talking to your people because they're your friends and family and clients, and then they stay and become even bigger friends and family and clients, correct?
Absolutely. And I think too, you know, I try to go the extra mile for them. You know, as you know, Amwell is having that issue with the rental. And, I mean, I've been to the town for this gentleman. I have done everything I can to help him, because I know that he wasn't really given the real story when he bought the house. And now this poor man is stuck with a house that he can't rent, and he thought he could have 3 rentals, and now it's only 1.
Which goes back to why you need a real estate agent. I know he did, it's so important, because when we do talk about Zillow and stuff like that, just so you know, I just want to let you know, when you are looking online and you see Zillow and Trulia and these other sites, they're not getting rid of real estate agents, because basically, like with the seller's disclosures, that's a perfect example, right? One of the homes that she's got listed, it was vacant for a couple years. So a seller's disclosure was not required for this. So it happens often in these properties that you may see where that you can't find out anything about the house. Now, on the other hand, if you go to see a home that has been occupied, a real estate agent will help you have a seller disclosure. Do you want to talk about that for a bit? Because I sometimes I think that when people are looking online and they go to Zillow, they don't understand what a real estate agent does.
Well, I think the seller's disclosure is very important. However, they're not always accurate. and sometimes people don't truly know that there's an issue until you do the home inspection, which that's where you're really going to find out what's going on with that house.
Mm-hmm.
The seller's disclosure will give you some idea of things that maybe were wrong. But when you truly want to know what's wrong with this house, you need to hire a home inspector. I can't stress enough that you should never buy a house without an inspection.
Talk about a little bit with the your experience in the home inspections. What is like one of your oh my God stories?
Well, I just had a listing, and it was an older couple, and they just were getting too old to maintain the house, and we put it on the market, and they had no idea of how bad the house was. And the septic failed, the well failed. There were a lot of things broken, and the day before the closing, I went to check at something at the house because it was now vacant, and the upstairs leaked into the kitchen ceiling all over the place.
Oh, no.
I had to find a plumber that night to get over there. Again, you have to go above and beyond sometimes, especially when it's a vacant home. And it was another major cost. And I felt so bad because this woman was expecting this to be like her little nest egg,
yeah,
to keep her going, you know. And, you know, Social Security is not enough. So she was really counting on this. And she had like $50,000 worth of repairs. However, on the seller's disclosure, she was saying everything was fine because she didn't know the well was going to fail. She didn't know the septic was going to fail. This is why it's so important to do your inspections.
Right, absolutely. What about giving you any tips out there for the sellers who may be thinking of selling and don't know what to look for in a septic or a well problem? Thinking that they're signing that seller disclosure, oh, there's no problem. Is there any little tips you have?
Well, I mean, it's the responsibility of the buyer to do all the inspections. I wouldn't tell my sellers to do an inspection because your inspector could be in conflict with the buyer's inspector. You know, it's the buyer's responsibility, and you have to let them do it. And then, of course, there are repairs that totally need to be done, especially the water. You can't close without clean water.
Mm-hmm.
And even the septic is also usually a major problem. Nobody is going to buy a house with a failed septic.
And what about the oil tanks?
The oil tanks are okay if they're inside in the basement. However, if they are leaking, even if they're in the basement, that could be another environmental problem. So when you go to a home and you go to the basement and you see the oil tank, look on the floor. Make sure it's not leaking.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. This goes out to my friends that know that I'm looking out for them. So say that you, because you represent a lot of properties like in distress and your investors,
yes,
come in. And so as a buyer that goes into a property before, say, your investors make it into the most beautiful place, even your investors, give us some tips as what you look for in a distressed property to see really what the problem is.
Well, I think the septic, again, is a real big one because, you know, that's a major expense, $40,000, $50,000. The other thing would be they look at that oil tank, as I said, even if it's in the basement, because if it's leaking even in the basement, it can go right through that concrete and into the ground. So that's another thing they look at. One of the biggest things they look at is structural.
Okay, tell us.
If they see huge cracks in the wall and in the ceiling, they know that this house is going to have a structural problem, which could, again, run into thousands and thousands of dollars. So, and that's what they base their offer on. You know, they take all of this. As a matter of fact, one of my investors comes with a camera, and he photos everything so that when he goes back home to do his numbers to decide what he's going to offer, he's got the photos to go back and review and say, okay, I have to remember there was that huge crack in the dining room. You know, I know there's a structural problem there. So that's usually what they do, and then they base their offer on the amount of damage. But one thing I would like to mention, I'd like to go back to Zillow and to Realtor.com. Everybody goes on Zillow, Realtor.com, and the first thing I hear is, well, Zillow said the house is worth $250,000. They don't understand that Zillow didn't go inside that house. They don't know the condition. So if you have a house that's totally run down, needs all kinds of repairs, hasn't been updated in 40 years, the same house next door, and it could be the identical home, could need no repairs. It's been totally updated. It's absolutely gorgeous. Zillow is going to put them, the price,
at the same
on both of them.
So such a good point.
How I wish.
Zestimates. Don't yes. follow the Zestimates.
That's why it's a Zestimate, because they know their estimates are not accurate. So it's really, really important. I always stress to my buyers or my sellers, don't listen to them. Because the neighbor that sold the house for $500 had a pool and a finished basement, and it was all updated. Yours isn't. You're not getting $500.
And let me say to that as well, what you're talking about for your sellers and your buyers, even in a refinance, because I just refinanced my mortgage a couple months ago, and the first thing they said to me is, you're looking at a Zestimate? We don't even acknowledge that. We have an appraiser come out. And the thing is, the appraiser is a real appraiser. Like you say, looking in the house, looking at the real property versus others in the area. So like you say, it does affect everybody who looks at that. And people just think it's right because it's Zillow. Why would you not?
Well, another tip. You know,
when tips.
When a buyer is buying a house and getting a mortgage, of course, the mortgage company sends out an appraiser. Mm-hmm. I think it's a really great idea for sellers to have their home appraised. So now they know from a true appraiser, somebody who's licensed and certified, what their home is worth.
Right.
Because unfortunately, when you start basing it on Zestimates and Trulia and Realtor.com, you're not getting a true price. So I would strongly advise sellers to get estimates, especially if you're not a cookie-cutter house. It's one thing if you're in a subdivision and all the houses are exactly the same. You know your model. You know what the last one sold for. But if you're, you know, a single home on 3 or 4 acres and there's no other house to compare it to, the absolute best way to get an accurate price is to have that appraisal done before you list it.
What words of wisdom. I love talking to you because that is such good advice. What else you got?
Well,
we have 6 minutes for our break, and I want to hear more.
Okay, any more questions that you would have?
Well, I'm all interested in everything that you're talking about. I was looking for it was funny when you were talking about, like, when your investors go into a distressed home to see what things call out to them, you know, and you mentioned about taking pictures.
Yes.
And I just wanted to make a joke with my people because I don't know if you know this or not, but we got a large screen TV like back at, like 10 years ago or something. It was like this $5,000, 72, whatever, wow. 85, whatever. It was just a luxury item because of something, blah, blah. But my little sixth grader son at the time had a friend over and they were twinkling their keys around like that. And it flew over and hit the screen. There was nothing you could see on the screen at the time. So we called the warranty company and they said, oh, take a picture and send that over to us. They didn't even send out a person because on the pictures, digital cameras, as now our phones, when you do take a picture like that, they can look at it and see the spider crack inside that you would never see in the eye. So what you're talking about when you have your buddies take pictures, it's a really good thing because to the eye, you might not be able to see things, but just something to know. If you wonder what's going on with things, they can see things in a camera, so photographs are great.
Well, another thing, too, about the investment properties, for the novice, for the first-time home buyer, I would probably stay away from them because, you know, these guys, they're usually contractors that buy them. And I have one guy, he's with a corporation that flips, and they have analysts, and they have construction crews. And, you know, when you open those walls, sometimes you just don't know what you're going to get yourself into, and sometimes the repairs could be a lot more than you expected. So for a first-time home buyer getting a 203K loan, you may think you need $30,000 and end up needing $50,000. I really think for a first-time home buyer, you're better off buying a house that is already done the way you like it. And
tell everybody why. This is really important, too. We have our expert, Deb Artiles, here from Weikert Flemington office, and she's like all about distressed properties, investors, flippers, and the like of normal homes, and Pennsylvania as well. Yeah, do us tell. This is really cool that you brought this up. because a lot of buyers come and they act like, oh, my family said I could just buy this like bank-owned property because I'm going to put a bid in. And talk about what you were just saying about for a first-time home buyer, your experience, because you're with the investor's side. Even 7 Amwell is an example. How many people have come through there, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's not like we – I love that house. It's going to sell. And like, oh, again, the poor people that, you know, just need to get that rental thing done, blah, blah. But the point being, from a flipper, investor, construction, expertise person versus the first-time home buyer that just says, I'm going to take it on.
Well, you have to realize that the construction guys, they can afford to take a loss once in a while. I mean, they know that you're not always going to have a winner. There's sometimes they get losers. A first-time home buyer can't afford to be the loser. When I have first-time home buyers, I try to tell them that I really don't think you want to take on an REO property at this point. Because, as I said, you know, you are allowed to do instructions, but you are buying it as is. There's no recourse if you buy it and it has 10 times the amount of problems you thought. As I explained on my last one, we didn't know the well was going to fail. We didn't know the septic was going to fail. I mean, the house, when you walked in, looked like it was in good condition. It had major issues. So this is what I'm saying. You know, you buy these REO properties and they don't look so bad. But when you start opening walls and taking walls down and you realize, oh, that oil tank in the basement leaked. And I thought because it was in the basement, that would be okay. No, it's not. So I really advise first-time home buyers to just stick with a house that's in good condition.
Tell us about like some of the times when you've actually showed properties that you say look really good. But then afterwards, not just about the well and the septic or the oil. What about when you talk about pulling out those walls? I'm sure that there's sellers out there, bank-owned properties, that have been camouflaged to look like absolutely perfect with paint and stuff, but actually what's behind the walls?
No, I have to say the banks usually just leave them as horrible as they are.
What about when they fix them up?
Occasionally they do, but I had one that my clients had looked at, and I knew when I got to the basement, I could smell it had a water problem. And sure enough, it went under contract, and it came back on the market. So I was pretty sure that they just kind of tried to cover it up. That, you know, that's probably why they finished the basement, because then they thought it would go away. You wouldn't be able to notice the water stains and the effervescence on the wall and whatever. But, yeah, I mean, they can. But for the most part, the banks just sell them as they are. They don't want to fix them up.
Do you normally get your listings from people, like say our viewers, if they had a home and they're like, I know it's not really in great shape, would they be the ones calling you or the bank call you and say, I need you to list it because we trust you after the fact?
Well, I mean, the only time the bank lists it is if they get it back. If somebody, you know, didn't pay their mortgage. But mm-hmm. If you still own it, I mean, I try to tell you how to fix it up as cheap as possible, you know, with as little money so that, you know, we can make it look good and we can get it to sell.
What a guess. I love what you're saying. Did you hear what she said? She's like basically saying, if you have a home that you know is not exactly perfect, then you can call her and she will show you what to do to put in as little as you have to make it actually something that's marketable and saleable as a product to some other buyer. And that's another, we're going to go to their last commercial real quick and then talk a little bit about that, because sometimes people overdo it on the selling before they list aside just because they think that they're going to get their money back, which you're going to be as you are expert on this. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. We're going behind the scenes at Weikert, Flemington, New Jersey. And our guest is Deb Artiles today. And you can see her picture all the time when you're driving around the area in Pennsylvania. So stay with us.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908 908- 384-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Talented People here from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and my guest is Deb Arteles from the Weikert office in Flemington. I wanted to remind you that if you're thinking about selling or buying, you need to get in touch because there's a shortage of properties to sell. This is spring. Today's the first day of spring. I hope you're having a great day. And we need properties. We know spring fever, you get in the mood. All of a sudden you want to list, maybe change, maybe buy. Don't forget that Weikert was actually named, Weikert Real Estate Affiliates, Inc., was ranked 131 on Entrepreneurs Magazine as the fastest growing franchise for 2019. So the reason I tell you that is because if you list your home or buy with Weikert, you're not just listing with one person, but you have an arsenal of awesome experts behind you. I can't help it. Plug Weikert. So anyway, and we're featuring our big superstars of the office. Deb is one of them. And you were telling us all about your actually not just an expert, but an expert and specialist with a lot of different types of homes over 20 years selling and buying. And now you were going to talk about what to do when a seller's thinking of selling and what to do when they're listing.
Well, the first thing you want to do is get rid of all the stuff you don't want. You know, people tend to collect a lot of things over the years and a lot of stuff that you don't really need. And I would say don't wait till 2 weeks before you're going to list the house to start getting rid of stuff. Start getting rid of it like as soon as you think you're going to sell your house. Start purging. Clutter is one of the worst things for a house. And, you know, do your spring cleaning. You know, get your carpets clean. Make sure the windows are clean. If it needs it, give it a fresh coat of paint. Some of the little things you can do to really make the house look great and updated is change a bathroom vanity if it's really old. You can go to Home Depot and get one for $200 or $300. And it makes a world of difference in a bathroom. Or in your kitchen, you know, a lot of people can't afford to do all the new cabinets. But, you know, maybe some granite and some stainless steel appliances will make it look good. So, you know, the whole idea is try to make it look as up-to-date, as modern as possible. Gray's the new color. Everybody's going gray right now.
I love
now.
That gray
yeah.
color.
Oh. You know, that dove gray is in every house that I'm seeing now. All the flippers and builders, they're gray is in.
It's like universal fit.
Oh, yeah.
People just feel good with it.
Yep.
It's like clean and fresh.
I think clean is a really good word for it. You know, it is like such a clean feeling, you know, and I mean, you just need, again, the most important thing is no clutter. You know, if you have two homes and one is real clean, it doesn't, not even updated, but really clean, no clutter, you know, you walk in and just great. Then you go next door, the same exact house has clutter everywhere, the person's a hoarder, the house is dirty. That house, although it's the identical home, will sell for a lot less.
Yeah. And I agree with what you said at the beginning, because it's distracting when you walk into someone's house and they have pictures of their family and their wedding. And it's so enchanting. I could get wrapped up into looking at the pictures of the family, and I couldn't tell you if there were 3 bedrooms, 2 bedrooms, or what. I was just too distracted. But this is the house I want to buy, not their house, like you said. I love when you said that before. You want the house to be something that is going to be someone else's house, not your house, when you're trying to sell it.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I've taken people into homes, and that's exactly what they do. They want to go look at all the family pictures. Sometimes they have collections. I took this one guy into a house, and it was a baseball fanatic, and he had all this baseball paraphernalia that he had collected over the years, and I couldn't get him out of that room to look at the rest of the house. He wanted to look at all this baseball stuff. And he's like, wow, Mickey Mantle signed this baseball. You know, he was so enthralled with the collection that he wasn't looking at the house.
Right.
So you're right. You don't want to distract them. You want that house clutter-free. The most important thing, too, is guns and drugs have to be locked up. I always tell people, I don't even want the guns in a case. I want them out of here. And the drugs, because there's such a problem with people going into medicine cabinets while they're looking at a home, especially at open houses, and they make off with the drugs. So there are two things, too, that you really want to get out of your house before you list.
Nice reminder. What about open houses? Talk about that.
Well, I mean, open houses are a really great way to show your house. I've had a lot of luck with them. I have gotten clients that I've sold. It also, people don't feel the pressure at an open house. They come in, they look around, you know, they sometimes have a realtor, sometimes they don't, but there's no pressure. And I've actually had people come look at the house. In my last listing, they came in, they looked at the house and wrote a contract that night.
Yeah.
So it is beneficial to let your realtor do open houses for you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
No, I totally agree. And I also see like a trend. I don't know how long it's been going on, but it's probably not even right to say trend, but kind of it's like a generational change where that there are people looking specifically for open houses on the weekends. They just look, that's the way they operate, rather than going, like what might think of as old fashioned, but it's not, to just call a real estate agent and be able to lock in with someone that you like and trust. But then you just go to an open house, and when you go to an open house, then you really realize what the difference is between not having an agent and having one.
I agree with that, but you know, the trend is right now, everybody wants to go on Zillow, Realtor. They're doing their own search now. They're bypassing us.
Mm-hmm.
And although they do need us.
Right. They don't know how much they need us until they get to the point of when they say, I like this house, and then they don't know what to do, which is fine. That's what we're here for.
And a lot of times they'll come to your open house and they see it and they like it, and then they go home and call their realtor. That's what happened with me. They mm-hmm. came, they saw it, they liked it. They went home, called the realtor, and they wrote a contract that evening.
Mm-hmm.
So, but people, you know, the internet has allowed people to feel more in control now. They don't have to rely on the agent to find my property.
Mm-hmm.
But they do need us, obviously, for the negotiations and all the forms, you know, the state forms. They need us. And we do a really good job of negotiating for our clients.
Absolutely. And I love the way that you do. I can tell it's been such a really great conversation today. I'm going to plug one thing, because I have to, for the Women's Leadership Summit that's coming up, and then I'm going to give you last words. Don't forget, if you happen to be around the area, the 10th Annual Women's Leadership Summit is Own Your Strength, Cultivating Confidence and Communication, Tuesday, April 9th, 2019, from 8 to 2 p.m. at Hawk Point Awesome Golf Club in Washington, New Jersey. It's just going to be a great day. So if you want to register online, you can go to the 100 in Chamber website and then sign up. So, and of course, I'm going to thank the sponsors real quick. 100 in Radiologist Associates, MSI Plumbing and Remodeling, Ann Thornton again. 100 in Healthcare as usual. Thank you guys. ShopRite, obviously, always the best supporters. Raritan Valley Community College, DeTours and DeJong, love them. And Starmus and Financial Resources. So last words for you.
Okay, I want to close with saying we do have a major listing shortage. We need your homes to be sold. And I just want you to remember that when there is no inventory is when you get the highest price for your house.
Which is now. The
right
seller's
now,
market.
Right now. It is a seller's market.
Okay, so listen, I've been saying this, but dispel the myth. Because people say, I don't know what you're talking about. There's for sale signs all over New Jersey. Everybody's ditching the place. Can you talk to that for 1 second? Because you are true, and it is true, that we do not have houses to sell in certain markets.
Well, I'll just say this. The inventory we're really missing is anywhere up to 500,000. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, maybe you'll see the million, million five houses lingering on the market because not that many people can afford those. But when you have a... The average home buyer, especially first time, they're looking around 300,000. We don't have any. We need your house. So if you want to get the absolute most and the highest price for your house, list it now. That's my advice to you.
Oh, God. Thank you so much for being here,
Deb.
Thank
you.
I'm serious. What a person to know. If you happen to be in the area of Hunterdon County and you're looking for someone who's an actual expert and specialist, you know, I've just introduced you. So stay with us again. Thank you so much. We're going to be going through a bunch of Weikert realtors, the ones that you drive around and see faces on over the next couple weeks. So I hope you have a great week. Happy spring, first day of spring, and best wishes to you and your family.
And thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So glad to have her. The expert, the specialist. Absolutely. All right. Talk to you all soon. Thanks for watching in.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is talking about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report.
Let people see it. That's up to the Attorney General. We have a very good Attorney General. He's a very highly respected man, and we'll see what happens.
President Trump speaking with reporters before heading to Lima, Ohio today. The president also repeated his claims that there's no collusion between Russia and his 2016 presidential campaign. 9 million people are still at risk as the Mississippi and Missouri rivers continue to rise. Now on Tuesday, Vice President Mike Pence was in Nebraska getting a look at some of the flooding damage, which is expected to cost the state in agricultural losses right around $1 billion. Vice President Pence has a message for everyone.
The American people are going to stand with people across Nebraska, across Iowa, across all of the 8 states that have been impacted by this severe weather and this flooding.
USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit lumberliquidators.com for a store near you.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions.
Walks of life, and we believe that if we can do it here in New Jersey, mm-hmm. there's no reason why we can't do it elsewhere. And that's why we call ourselves America's Grower Own, because the intent is that we're going to roll this model out into different states within the next, say, 2 to 5 years or so.
Wow. I mean, does every state really
have that capability? I mean, I certainly has the need, right? But I mean, let's take like a Rhode Island. Do they have farms in Rhode Island that would be able to support this type of a program?
Well, it just so happens that my wife is from Rhode Island, so I can lucky guess.
Oh, thank you.
I can speak to that. They do have farms up there, and I would argue that if New Jersey, who although the Garden State, has experienced a lot of loss in terms of farming, if it can work in New Jersey, then I believe it really can work anywhere. And you know what? It's like anything. If you have a dream, you have a vision or of where something can go, and you have the people to help you get there, it's all going to work out. So I would argue that we could have multiple grow rows in New Jersey alone.
Well,
clearly every state, there's no reason why we couldn't expand elsewhere.
Now, you talked off air about some upcoming programs, and you really wanted to get them out there. So let's talk about what you got planned in very short term. So let's go through those.
Sure. What we're expanding on is what we call our free farm markets, and that's where we go into food deserts. Food deserts are areas where there's zero access to any healthy food choices. You mentioned before about canned goods and the whole health piece as it relates to canned foods and dry processed foods. Well, a lot of the food pantries